Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
And Phil, thank you for having me here again at Mawson Lakes. This mate's a two in a row effort.
Oh, it could even be three, but anyway, so, doesn't matter. It's all beautiful, well, beautiful sun shining down here.
I'm so pleased that we've been able to grab you early in the week because I know that mental rehearsal, it's the big weekend.
TV interviews and everything. Yeah. Fox interviews.
How is the mental rehearsal going for the big day?
Not much happened yet.
Grand final. Confident?
Confident. Very confident.
Very confident.
Very confident. Like, as I said to you, coming around the corner here, coming here today, Rick, we had one of our skips out last time. When we played him in that semi-final. So Brian's back. He had COVID for a week. Came back and he was still a little bit groggy last week, to be honest. Our rep won.
Obviously in that second semi-final when Brian was out.
Yes.
He was the 27 margin difference, was he?
24, I think. Yeah, he's going to cry over three shots. But look, 50-50, isn't it? You go in 50-50.
Well, you do. Oh, I thought you were confident. That's 50-50.
I am. No, I'm more, but you get 50-50 is what I'm saying. Rick, quickly, the Super Challenge final Sunday night, played in rain. It's like footy weather out there. Lost to Woodville in a playoff shootout. So close, but not close enough. But this is the one we want to win. Obviously, Rick, after last week, we go up to Premier League next year, which is a big thing for the club. So that's good. Yeah, so
now, that's
a plus
straight
away.
Just going back to your grand final on Saturday.
Do you want a tip?
No. All right, go on, tell everyone. Who's the tip? Paynham. I can't believe you said that, Phil. Yep. But listen, what I want to know is this. In preparation, if the scores are tied, what do we do? Play an extra end? Is that true?
Yep.
Is it then the golden point? I mean, is it one end, three ends, six ends?
That's a good question.
Without notice, and you don't know the answer.
We're going to win by that much. We won't worry about that.
You've heard it first on Sports Central.
Quickly, Rick, in the Premier League, you've got Somerton playing Grange in the Premier League and I believe that's on the Sunday. So you can go and watch on the Sunday so they don't try and clash with ours. So.
All right. Well, anyway, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
May the bowls...
May the bowls do the talking instead of me.
Exactly. Now, while we're on winners...
Yes.
They must be... Maybe you could glean something from going west. Western Australia. Oh. Sheffield Shield
they
winners.
They win everything.
Well, it's funny that you say that. Given that they were not the last cab on the rank in Sheffield Shield cricket, second to last, I believe. But anyway, their track record over the years is incredible. Sheffield Shield, T20 and the one day, all three versions.
Yep. And in their T20, I think they've won something like 6 out of 8 grand finals or something. Something ridiculous.
Do you know what would be possibly a good idea?
What?
Send Dizzy over there to get some clothes.
Bring him back with a pack.
Hey, how would that be?
Bring him back with a pack.
Well, he might come back with a folder on how to play and how to win.
No.
They wouldn't let him have that, would they? Now, speaking of that, end of the South Australian Premier League cricket season. So therefore, of course, the premiership table was minor round, was settled, and they've played the semi-finals, grand final, just like you, on this weekend between the side that finished top, Kensington, and University, who actually finished third.
Oh, okay.
So that should be a very good game.
Yeah, boring that, only Rick. Haven't been asked.
No. The only thing that could ruin that game is a bit like it ruins a lot of Sheffield Shield games. It's at the Karen Rolton Highway. So, I don't know how you handle that. But anyway, there
quite
you
easily
go.
If you're batting.
Well, that's true. Now, while we're on the Premier League, of course, it's the end of the conventional way that it's been conducted.
Yeah.
As of next season, The Sacca, in its wisdom, is splitting Premier League cricket into two divisions. Now, the
top... On what basis?
The way they... A very good question, Philip. A very good question. That's probably even a better question than me asking what happens at even scores in the bowls.
At least you can answer this.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Right, what's happened is that in their wisdom, they've decided that the split is based on the order that the sides finished at the end of the minor round this season.
1 year.
1 year. Now, let's see, just... tell you, the eight sides that will make up Division 1, Kensington, Port Adelaide University, West Torrens, Glenelg, Tea Tree Gully, East Torrens and Woodville.
Okay.
Now, the great problem is that Division 2,
yep,
the sides that didn't get in the cut, as it were, include, in order, Sturt, Northern Districts, Prospect, Adelaide, Southern District. And the competition's going to be made up with the Sacca under 19 squad. Now, I've got a real problem with that. You've got three clubs with incredible history in South Australian cricket, Sturt, Prospect and Adelaide, all in Divi 2.
Mm.
You've also...
Sides you played for, weren't you?
Well, two of the three.
You dragged them down.
Yeah. Thanks very much. I'll have you know that we won an A-grade premiership when I was playing with Adelaide. But now, my argument is this. I cannot believe that they've done it on one season's performance.
Yeah, ridiculous. Should be over four or five at least.
Well, I mean, I would suggest maybe 10. You know, you look at the finishing eight in order, a water point or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Over a 10-year period. I mean, that's like judging a football club on 1 year or a bowls club on 1 year.
Yep.
And I just think it's ridiculous.
I agree.
And what it's going to lead to, I've heard a rumour, I can't say
it's
this
alleged.
For a fact. It is alleged. Right, take Sturt.
Yep.
They're in Div 2. Now, I've heard, right, the Kelly boys. Both,
yeah, they'll go, won't they?
Well, I've heard that in, all right, Corey rejected a contract, so he's not under a Sacca contract. But I've heard a rumour that Thomas is allegedly heading to East Torrens.
Okay.
Now, again, I mean, it only means that the gulf between the sides that are out of the top eight in Divi 2, and let's face it, it's called B grade now.
Yep.
Why would you stay, i.e. like Thomas Kelly, to play in a B-grade competition?
No, it's the same. We lost three bowlers last year to go and play Premier League because we're obviously in Div 1, and it's just that little notch up to play Premier League, and it's a feather in your cap, whatever you want to say. Yeah. So we lost three to Premier League last year.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing.
Now,
so,
I've also, while we're on that, and then we won't push the issue much further, I haven't seen it in black and white, but my question is, if you take that Sacca under 19 squad, you would assume that there's a few, well, you'd like to think, that there's a few decent young players there.
Where do they go?
Well, yes, that's true.
they don't seem to get any in the red bags.
Then they get ruined when they get coached at the higher level. I did not say that. Anyway, why would you get those kids to be playing B grade instead of playing for their club?
Yeah,
so you've got an 17-year-old kid who is, I don't care, a West Torrens player.
Yeah.
Now, why? And if he was playing for West Torrens, he'd be playing amongst the seniors, learning, experience. You only get better by playing against
better players. He's going to drop down a grade to play in the Sacca under 19.
No, it does not make sense.
No,
and when you base, you look at Western Australia's success in all forms of the game, and they've got 15 or whatever A-grade clubs.
Yeah. And look at where they are with their
cricket. It is a joke. Anyway, what about Daisy?
Daisy Pierce.
Banned.
Oh. Well, should be too.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
Conflict of interest.
Well,
Rick?
It's got to be conflict of interest. Yep. For those good listeners, Daisy Pierce, ex-AFL women's footballer, and now, inverted commas, allegedly expert coach on television, has been, up until now, allowed into the changing rooms after a game. And now club, she has recently been appointed, which probably means that they're on the way out, Geelong have appointed her as an assistant coach. So there's a conflict of interest, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. You can't. I mean, she might just pick one little thing up in the club rooms that they do after the game or what's said after the game, and you take it back to your club.
Yeah.
No, no, it's not, but, one or the other.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. Daisy, an assistant coach.
Oh,
the
I mean, have you heard her commentate, Rick?
Well, I
to be honest, it's like the Chipmunks.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of Geelong, good lead in.
Oh, Geelong.
Guess what?
Yes.
I've got breaking news.
They're going to go top again.
They cannot go top again.
They can't. No. What do you mean?
Well, Philip, do you realise
yes.
that in the entire, not just the last 25 years,
mm.
the entire history of VFL / AFL football,
yep.
the reigning premier side, which at the moment is
Geelong,
the reigning premier side, if they lose the first two games of the season, who's done that this year?
Geelong.
No
Daisy's
side.
Daisy's team.
Daisy's team. No team, no premiership team has won consecutive grand finals.
Yep, after losing the first
two. Yeah, so there
and
you go.
I did hear a thing on the Fox Sport, North Melbourne winning their first two. Geelong losing their first two hasn't only been done three times in AFL VFL history that the bottom side from the previous years won their first two and the top sides lost their first two. I think three times. I think they said so.
You're all over this. Oh, right?
The preparation I've done today, Rick. You know the notes in front of me here.
I just like to draw attention to our very, very good and loyal listeners.
You hear the rattling of paper. That's my notes.
That Phil has moved into the technological age. He does not have any notes, but guess what he's got? And looking like the he's
like
got his iPad in front of him. Eh?
Well, I'm about to read out our tips.
He's
for
asked
this week.
Me how to use it, but.
Okay.
We're going tips?
Tips right now. We've got Western Bulldogs versus Brisbane Lions.
Well, neither of them are travelling that well, but I'm going for the Brisbane Lions.
I am too. Brisbane by 23 is my margin this week, Rick.
I'm going for 32.
32. Collingwood, our team.
Our team.
versus Richmond.
Collingwood will win that game.
Collingwood for me. Hawthorn versus North Melbourne.
Hawthorn and North Melbourne. North Melbourne, Hawthorn are in big
strife. Yeah, they are. They're battling, aren't they? North Melbourne for both of us. GWS versus Carlton.
Carlton for me.
St Kilda versus Essendon.
I'm going for the mighty Saints.
Same here. They're going along quite nicely.
Yes.
Port versus Adelaide.
Port
for me. Fingers crossed.
And I might say, if Port lose this one, Kenny, get on your bike.
Gold Coast versus Geelong.
Geelong.
Geelong too.
With or without Daisy.
Yeah. Melbourne versus Sydney. This will be a good game.
It will be a good game. I'm going with confidence for Sydney.
I'd like to tip Sydney, but I'm going Melbourne.
Well,
being in
Phil,
Melbourne.
Can I interrupt our tipping? Phil, yep. Melbourne haven't got a ruckman.
Grundy.
Grundy.
They recruited Grundy.
Oh, did they? Grundy. But, Phil, he's such a good ruckman, Collingwood got rid of him. Huh? They haven't got a ruckman.
Couldn't afford him. And the last game is the Derby, whatever you want to call. Frio versus West Coast, Rick.
Well, I think we made comments about West Coast last week and we were nearly on the money. But right, West Coast are not a bad side, but I'm going for Frio.
I'm going Frio. I reckon Frio are going to break their drought. They've had a couple bad losses, or not by much, but you know, probably games they should have won. Let's face it, they were around the mark last year. West Coast were lingering down the bottom all year, but West Coast look all right, you know. They had a win last week, so anyway, Rick, we were going to just quickly, do you want to quickly mention that concussion business?
Phil.
You know, the week before was no bumping. This week's no tackling.
No football.
No,
well, that's fine by me because they unless
take the game away.
Unless they do something, Phil, about it, there will be no football. Now, this is a joke. Nathan Broad only getting 4 weeks.
Too many.
Oh, too many. Yeah. I'd say about half as much as he should have got.
Eight. Half the year, about.
Because then everyone might wake up to the fact that if we don't seem to totally discourage this stuff, there will be no football because they'll be sued out of existence.
Yeah.
Go on, tell me what you said off air. You want it to be a game of netball?
Sign a document saying that,
it can't work like that.
Well, it can't work like that. It's the way I like to see it. Yeah, but football's a tough, rough game.
How old are you now? 83?
I don't know. I've had concussion.
I mean, the joke of it is, as of this morning, it's the sort of, you know, drink you're having when you're not having a drink. The AFL, I'll quote, has officially acknowledged the link between head trauma and degenerative brain disease, CTE, in its submission to a Senate inquiry into concussion and head trauma in contact sport. Now, if they've admitted that, then get serious about suspensions.
Yeah.
I mean, what's a couple of weeks?
I see Gary Ablett's trying to sort of sue him. Or put wouldn't have been anything to do with the drugs he's been on for about 50 years.
Well, that's an alleged situation.
True, though. I think it's a bit further than alleged.
But the thing is that's drawing an example which is one would like to think not all that common. But then you look at the Johnny Plattons and the others.
Yeah.
They'll come, you know, once we're talking money, they'll come out of the woodwork.
Mm.
And so the AFL, unless they are seen to do something a bit more serious than giving a bloke 3 weeks holiday.
You know, just getting off the AFL, Michael Ashe is struggling with it.
Well,
big time. Yeah. Remember he wore that silly looking little helmet thing, which would have done nothing, as we know, because the brain, he's really struggling with
now,
life.
Now, Phil, I don't care whether you say you don't want to watch netball.
Mm-hmm.
Netball might be the only game you'll get to watch if this isn't done something about. You know, you say, well, if there's no tackling and there's no sling tackling and bumping, what's it going to be? Well, it might be, in the end, Irish football with an oblong game. And that is a very good game to watch.
Yuck. Like watching rugby. Right, let's have a joke.
The coach was interviewing the newly signed player that had been recommended by the footy committee. And he was just checking him out. So he said to him, "What's your IQ, son?" He immediately replied, 20-20.
Probably be a few of the footballers.
And what
you
about
want another quick one?
What about, "I'm not a know-all selector. It's just that a number of ill-informed people disagree with me."
Don't I know that, being a selector at the bowls. Anyway.
There you go. All right, team, good luck, Phil.
Thank you very much.
I can't wait to do next show.
Neither can I.
And you can explain to us how you won it.
Okay, I will do.
Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.